Welcome to the Warm Perspective to another podcast. I am your humble and gracious host, A.Dot Sanders, here with another evergreen episode of Your Frequency, or just frequency in general. I wanted to keep this evergreen stuff going on. Not randomness. This is a very thought out thing that I've been circulating in my own mind, and just the thought of taking steps back, taking your own thought back, not being influenced, not being coerced. I can't say that, but just being on Twitter. My first thought of that was taking the initiative to see somebody who actively does it. I used to love Ryan Leslie. Big shout out to Ryan Leslie. Love all his music. But him taking the course and using the Superphone and using his company and then like reiterating things about financial literacy, like the regurgitation of things that people have learned, that he learned, that has been around, and putting it into something that has a paywall behind it. Say like, hey, you pay me and I could teach you how to learn about financial freedom. Maybe I didn't get the course. Maybe it's a get rich quick like way for you to find out about it. But I just seen that, and it just made me think about like everybody fucking does it. And I was like, I just tired of seeing it. But I say that to say like the frenemy of learning is absorbing other people's shit. Like you got to take, like I say, you got to take the time to take a step back, to learn in your own space, to go in your own realms, your own perceptions and perspectives of what you see in your own world, whether it's the good, the bad, the ugly, the insecure, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, whether it's finances, whether it's life. Like there's different, so many different levels of learning and understanding, whether it's our economy, democracy, whether it's space, whether it's power, whether it's invisible systems, whether it's they, like it's so many different places that people can navigate down to learn, to explore, to get better. But we still just all choose to regurgitate the same thing from the same people over and over and over again. And just that cycle to me just got really exhausting and tiring. So I just started learning again. Not saying that I wasn't learning, but learning without interruption from the same repetitive cycles of watching somebody else do something, then talking about what they do. Whether it's movies, whether it's sports, whether it's politics, the whole thing. Like, there's no, it's such a frail space, and you don't really learn anything. And nobody, I don't want to say people care, because people do care, but in the entertainment realm of trying to learn is a horrible space, and it's where we spend so much of our time. Like, sometimes just picking up a book, learning audio book, like being specific and with intent learning about something on YouTube, on Google, like going back to all my other episodes and podcasts about being proactive and being an active learner in whatever realm you are in, taking that step back and saying, hey, I want to learn about X, Y, and Z. This is my niche. That's where you learn. I've been, I don't want to say gathering data, just seeing how things connect and seeing the different levels in which people operate of. There's an invisible system and a hierarchy of just the way we live our lives, whether it's people on the groundwork, whether it's the homeless man who's on the street, it's your next door neighbor. Like, everybody comes from a different POV, a different perspective. And in that, not everybody can get into that mood. They all can't get into that mode, because some people just trying to pay rent. Some people just trying to take care of their kids. Some people trying to take care of their family. They got loved ones. But I guess you could say I am in a position where I don't have those responsibilities. I can just be free-spirited, free in my mind, free to create, free to explore, free to go places, free to travel. I'm free to do whatever I please. I get my income. I don't have to struggle. I'm blessed enough to be in a position where I don't have to think about those things. But the work that I put in prior to doing this is what led me to be in this position. All these episodes and these podcasts are, I guess we could kind of say, like the backbone of what got me in this position to be able to do these kind of things and this kind of thought. Like the level of the choices that I make in the present are affecting my future. And this is the aftermath of that. And this level of thinking, this level of care, because having the ability to go and do as you want is truly peaceful. But when you have the understanding of an eagle eye towards the world and the way things work and systems and isms and the entire thing, like it's really mind-blowing when you really want to think about it. Because you can talk about politics, you could talk about money, you could talk about the world, you could talk about everything that's going on and drug trafficking, drugs, like there's so much shit and it's all in different levels. But when you think about it, or when you find, it's like a deeper dive into finding your niche, because your niche can be in one, it's probably really four or five levels. But like the first level is just like you as a human being waking up in the morning and realizing that you live in America, wherever you're listening from, you got to do whatever you got to do to get money to survive, to eat, and a place to live. Like that's your ground. Then there's understanding the people around you, your community. No, then it's your family. Then that spreads to your community, the people around you, the dangers of your environment, the dangers of where you are, like, then that's another level. And then there's the next level of the connected systems that you live in, where your environment is at, and who controls those environments, who controls those systems, where those systems are, those invisible systems, whether it's through quote unquote the streets, whether it's the government, whether it's your neighbors, whether it's a gang, whether it's like women, whether it's men, whether it's just tricking, whether it's pimping, like whatever existential environment is around you is another level. And then after that, the next level is like understanding how you can manipulate those systems around you in your favor, whether it's good or bad. Because a lot of people will say that money doesn't matter. Money isn't important. But in order to do anything, you have to have some sort of money. That's why everybody's on. You got to have financial literacy. You got to be financially stable. You want to give people generational wealth. And that's where you go to the next, another level, an ism. I can say this for just being in the black community, like a lot of black people feel that they don't have the means, the financial literacy, the finances in general to even get to the next level to either to achieve or do whatever the hell they want to do because of other systems that have been put in place that hinder them from doing X, Y, and Z. Prime example, Vince Staples show, talked about that last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago. But like, that's another level of the system, and you have to choose whether is at the top of the system that you want to get with, or is it another level? And that next level is being able to see what's going on in the world, in the nation, and see how when you speak the truth, it won't be loved, it won't be entertainment. It takes time for people to come around to what the truth is. It takes time for people to get in the right frequency to understand thought of how things are connected, how wormholes are there, how they say the rich are going to just keep getting rich. When you don't understand something in its totality, it makes it really easy to be biased. Just like with being a Republican or a Democrat, like the older I get, the more I see on both sides. Like, you don't have to just be on one side or the other. It can be things that you like from one side and things you can like from another side. But that's, even in that, that is another level of, like, you are a human being. You're not just described as a Republican or a Democrat. Like, if that's the only thing that matters to you, that's cool. But there's more to it than that. It's so many things that go on in society that affect us and that can manipulate us and that can change us. But I said all that to say, like, the frequency that you are on, like, we all navigate through these different levels of living every single day. Some of us choose to stay in one. Some of us go through all of them in our lifetime. Some of us go through all of them in a day, in a week. And then some people don't even are aware, but they choose not to be aware, and they just stay in one level. But the niche about it and the frequency about it is trying to figure out where you want to take your peace out of and where you want to navigate and make your change, or what you see fit to make the world a better place. Because at the end of the day, you want you want your children, if you got kids, you want your children to be in the best position to win. You want your family to be in the best position to win. You want your friends to be in the best position to win. Because everybody wants to be the king and the queen on their boards. But sometimes when you're in different levels, you could be the king and queen in your realm. But sometimes when you go out into different realms and different levels, you got to assess, have situational awareness to realize that maybe in this situation, I'm just a pawn. In this situation, I'm maybe just a rook. In another one, I'm probably a bishop, you know. But that doesn't mean that you're not the king of your own realm. And navigating that and communicating that to different people, I think, is another level of, I guess you could say, emotional intelligence, and knowing that you can't always convey that to people. You can't always be in the right. There's going to be good and bad. There is light and dark. And some people don't want to be on that side. They don't want to be lesser. They don't want to be taken advantage of. And that's the only way they see it. But you can only get to that and have that understanding is if you have the right frequency to go through these things. And I feel like I'm going through those things myself right now. I am not perfect by no stretch of the imagination. I'm pretty sure some of this shit, half of this shit, 90% of this shit probably don't make no sense. But like I say, it's evergreen in the sense of this is my learning, this is my experience to see the different levels and these frequencies that people are on, whether it's at home, whether it's local, whether it's people who are in the economy, who are in democracy, people who are scientists. Like, it's so many different frequencies of learning and bouncing off of each other that we can learn so much from. But you gotta be in a different space. And having so much of your time taken away from entertainment and I don't want to say nonsense, because we're all humans. We need our time. We need our time to relax and shit. But like, being constantly on a device for 24/7, looking at shit that's mindless, and people just want to escape. So they're not going to get out to the next level. But if you so choose to, if you want to, I would highly recommend just finding something that hits with you, that you process towards, that you want better for yourself, that you want more of, that you understand, like, hey, shit's changing, things is going wrong, people talk about inflation. People, if somebody say something that you ain't never fucking heard of in your life, just fucking Google it. Look it up. Find your own wormhole. Find your own path of getting more, getting better. If you got $100, you want $200. If you want to be the fucking local office, maybe you want to be president. There's nothing stopping you from doing what's next or finding out what's next. They say that money is the root of all evil, but sometimes you got to get money to do what you want to do. And at the end of the day, that's okay. Money is not always a green piece of paper. Money could be whatever you want it to be. Because you come to this realization, and I'll end it with this on the frequency, is that the money is the information. The information is what you do. And when you understand that those frequencies all combined and create that, it makes seeing people around you and the world around you, the cycles, so much easier. So you can navigate and be whoever the fuck you want to be and not have any repercussions to the world except making it a better place. I think. But I don't know. We'll see. That's why I say it's evergreen. I'm in the middle of it, but we'll see. But on that note, that is the weirdness of my mind this week. Sometimes you just gotta disappear, man. You gotta take some steps back and get the fuck out. Cause you can't hear all the extra chatter of people. They're not on the same frequency. So on that note, as always, tell two friends to tell two friends. And I will catch you on the flip side. And I am out.